Surveillance action plans. As data are collected, compiled, and organized, IPs must turn their attention to transforming their findings and recommendations into action. This is a continuous, ongoing process. Action plans detail the steps necessary for reaching the goals and addressing the issues identified during surveillance. By examining and analyzing their surveillance findings, IPs can identify control and prevention measures that may improve patient outcomes or prevent the transmission of pathogens. This process of change and improvement is cyclical in IPC. As one round of changes or improvements ends, another begins. For example, during a routine surveillance program, an IP might discover that the rate of hand hygiene compliance has dropped from 80% to 50% of observed hand hygiene opportunities. By analyzing the data, the IP may be able to identify when, where, and even why this is happening. Perhaps they discover that it is typically happening in departments where sanitizer dispensers are less common or are placed in suboptimal locations for quick and frequent use. Such a finding would lead the IP to design an action plan that seeks to address the issue. The data would then be presented to stakeholders in order to share recommended evidence-based intervention strategies to increase the number of sanitizer dispensers and wash stations, as well as to improve educational offerings for HCP in the form of a refresher course, improved signage, etc. In another example, the IP might identify an increase in the non-compliance of HCP wearing gowns when working with patients in contact isolation precautions. The IP data might show that staff did not appropriately use gowns for patients in contact precautions 25 times during a total of 100 observations. The surveillance program should be able to discover the cause of this lower compliance. Is a new type of gown being supplied to staff and they find it more difficult to don and doff? Is it PPE fatigue due to many patients in contact precautions? Is there a new group of nursing and medical residents who are not familiar with contact isolation precautions? Once the IP determines the cause of noncompliance with gowns, they should implement strategies for improving compliance and monitor for sustainment. This could include education for new HCP or working with a supply chain to provide gowns that are preferred by staff, perhaps even engaging staff in the selection of a new gown. Not all surveillance program action plans will drive big changes. Often, they can identify multiple small changes that might be made to improve patient and HCP outcomes, health, and welfare. The bigger the change needed, though, the more important it is for the IP to present a compelling and convincing case to leadership and other stakeholders so that they will approve what needs to be done by turning the IP's recommendations into action.